One of the foundations of American agriculture is under attack on several fronts. The victims? Bees. As part of our reporting project on honeybees with the Zest podcast, WUSF's Steve Newborn visits one beekeeper in Polk County who has to drive thousands of miles every year to keep his hives humming.
Robbie Bell swings his flatbed truck into a grassy area of a reclaimed phosphate mine a half dozen miles west of his Polk County home in Fort Meade. It's the perfect place for bees. Only a few cars whiz down Highway 640, and the bees are happily pollinating the invasive Brazilian pepper trees that have taken root here.
Right here is a little over 100 hives sitting in this yard. Each one of these right now this time of year has got in the neighborhood of 60,000 or so bugs.
He stokes his bee smoker. A small metal homemade-looking canister with pine needles. It's used to calm the bees as he pulls a frame out of the hives. But all is not so calm in bee circles.
We're seeing the collapse of the beekeeping industry. After our year is over with, I say our year, so from January till the first week of June, we lose 40% of our operation. You can go have 100 hives here in June, and I guarantee 40 to 50 of them is going to be dead in a month.
Bell says the problem comes in threes.
One is the varroa mite. It got imported here in the United States in the late 80s.
The mites burrow into the bees, sucking the blood of adults. The next dilemma in Florida is citrus greening, a disease that has severely cut Florida's citrus groves. This has limited the production of orange blossom honey, which used to be a roadside staple in Florida. And then there's number three.
The new pesticides is one of the neonicotinoids are really, they're playing havoc with this industry. The residues from these sprays, and also we're finding out the fungicides that are used in the fields are messing up the bees' guts. They can't process their food.
Those neonicotinoids, called neonics for short, have created alarm among birders and beekeepers. The Sierra Club has unveiled a national campaign against the pesticide-coated seeds. Dan Rochelle is an attorney with the National Resources Defense Council.
The neonic coating on one corn seed has enough active ingredient to kill about 250,000 bees.
Rochelle says they're the most used pesticides in the country, covering more than 100 million acres. Several states in the European Union have banned the use of some neonics. But in July, the federal EPA allowed the use of a neonic called sofloxiflor, waiving a legal requirement for a field study of its impacts on pollinators. A coalition of beekeepers fired back in September, suing the EPA for its decision. Professor Jamie Ellis directs honeybee research at the University of Florida. He says the varroa mites are by far the greatest threat. Though there's no doubt pesticides kill bees every year, he says that's when pesticides are not applied correctly.
A lot of the impacts that are happening to bees are hard to reproduce in the lab or in controlled studies. So we've got this idea that pesticides are driving it, but we don't have the data to support that generally.
Ellis also says although there's a 40% loss to colonies every year, the number of total hives are increasing slightly. That's because of the hard work of beekeepers like Robbie Bell, who every year takes his hives around the country as far as almond groves in the foothills of California's Sierra Nevada.
Up till the last 20 years, we never thought about this kind of stuff. But the neonics and the biotech seeds, the Roundup Ready and all that stuff is playing a big part in this.
Despite the seemingly endless problems, Bell says there is hope for his hives. He's praying for a solution to the varroa mite. Then he says beekeepers can deal with the pesticides a little better. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
You'll find our honeybees reporting project with photos and video at wusf.org/honeybees.